This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and it's great to share morning devotions with you. If you're with me yesterday morning, I was talking about being misunderstood, and I'm old enough to remember a hit song from 1964 sung by Nina Simone. It was called Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Now, many other solo artists and groups have sung that since. And part of the song says, well, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Now, it's a good song because it actually says something very important. No one likes to be misunderstood. And I said this yesterday. It can be very hurtful, actually. It can destroy friendships and relationships and even break up marriages. I don't think anyone likes being misunderstood. Do you? Unfortunately, we've got this problem in communicating what we feel. And when the wrong message comes, trouble starts. Do you know that Ludwig van Beethoven was one of the greatest composers of all time? You probably know that he was going deaf by the age of 31. And it actually, from what we can read of history, for Beethoven, his deafness actually caused a great deal of torment. It affected his relationships with people. And he was a genius, but he lost his hearing. Then he wrote a letter. This was 1802. He wrote a letter to his brothers. He said, "My misfortune," he said, "is doubly painful for me because it will result in my being misunderstood." He said, "For me, there can be no recreation in the company of other people, no intelligent conversation, no exchange of information with my peers, only the most pressing needs. I am obliged to live like an outcast." He was misunderstood, and other people have been misunderstood. I'm thinking of the British surgeon by the name of Joseph Lister. He died in 1912. Now, back in the 1800s, having surgery done on you was very, very risky. It was, in fact, more like a death sentence. Funeral arrangements were made for people who were scheduled to have surgery. And the surgeon's usual complaint was the operation was successful, but the patient died. Now, all this happened because they didn't realize then that equipment had to be sterilized. You know, they didn't realize that their hands and the surgical tools were covered by disease-causing organisms. So, unfortunately, many people died. This was something that was happening. But Lister had been studying about bacteria, and he concluded that these infections were the cause of bacteria in the air and in the hands. So it was 1865 that Joseph Lister developed an antiseptic surgical procedure, and there was great success. And you'd think that the medical community of that time would have welcomed, but in fact, Joseph Lister was ridiculed, he was criticized, he was harassed. The medical community didn't like having its status quo questioned like that. He was branded as being eccentric and obsessive by worrying about cleanliness. Lots of people were angry. But here he was. He actually saved lives, but he was greatly misunderstood. Of course, history shows he was right. His persistence saved millions of lives. The death toll of the world wars, you know, World War I, World War II, probably would have been 10 times greater had it not been for what we call antiseptic surgery. So Joseph Lister was there. He wasn't attacking his colleagues. He's trying to be helpful. But in fact, he was misunderstood. That's a great tragedy, isn't it, that people who are trying to do their best are often misunderstood. Well, as a Christian, what do we do when people respond to us like this? I guess if there's nothing we can do about it, we've got to leave our reputation in the hands of God. It was Warren Wiersbe who said, if you live to please people, misunderstandings will depress you. But if you live to please God, you can face misunderstandings with faith and courage. I think we've got to realize that we can leave our reputation safely in God's hands. We don't really should not return evil for evil. Jesus, as I said yesterday, knew what misunderstanding was about. He didn't retaliate. When people attacked him, he didn't retaliate. Sometimes the real test of faith is what you don't do. Perhaps there's things that we just need to let go. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge it's not easy being misunderstood. Give us the grace, I pray, to understand. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.